all about her, her body, her mind, her wellness, her sex, her relationships, her aging, her beauty. It's Her Radio. Starring acclaimed entrepreneur and women's advocate, Michelle King Robeson, and leading women's health expert, the doc who walks the talk, Dr. Pam Peek.
I'm Dr. Pam Peek, and my wonderful co-host, Michelle King Robeson, is on travel today. You know, one day I was trolling around the YouTube. Someone had just sent me this amazing YouTube of Anna Forrest, who is the head of Forest Yoga, doing her thing. It was jaw-dropping. I've never seen such power. It's not like she was turning herself into pretzels or something. She was just powerful, smooth, amazing. You could just feel it coming from her. Went to her website, saw she wrote a book called Fierce Medicine, and oh my gosh, it is the most incredible read. I could barely put it down. It was about her background and all of the trauma she suffered, and then how she came to yoga to be able to help connect her mind, body, and soul, and to heal. And from there, she developed an internationally acclaimed yoga therapy, which I was just blown away by. And so I sought out Anna and was so happy to connect with one of her top trainers. And this is Brian Campbell, who is not just a yoga teacher, someone who I've actually met, and he's actually done work with me. Amazing. What a healer. He's taught forest yoga and body work for the past 12 years throughout the world, and he's a guardian teacher, the highest level of distinction in the forest yoga system. And I'm welcoming Brian to Her Radio because I want people to understand what he does, what forest yoga is all about, and how you can learn more about it yourself. Brian, welcome to Her Radio.
Thank you, Dr. Peek. I'm excited to be here.
All right. So what's forest yoga? What makes it so different than, you know, the routine stuff you get when you go to a health club?
Well, forest yoga is a system of yoga for the 21st century. It's really designed to meet the needs of our people today. Many people, not just here in the U.S., but around the globe, have abdominal problems, constipation, lower back pain, poor assimilation of nutrients, depression, carpal tunnel syndrome, neck and shoulder pain, headaches, stress. Forest yoga is about addressing these issues and teaching poses in ways that really help to heal these issues. In every single forest yoga class, you'll find that we have a setting of intent and focus where we really rewire our brain from being scattered in our thinking to picking a spot in our body that is worth our attention. And then the class becomes about supporting that area of the body, both through each pose that you do and really the way that you do it, to help bring healing into those areas. In every forest yoga class, you'll find abdominal work, you'll find deep breathing, and one of the things that really turned it on for me is working with relaxing the neck. In a lot of yoga systems and styles, you'll find that there's a tendency to hold on and grip in the neck. And in forest yoga, we teach that by relaxing the neck, you start to soften and relax the stress that is in your nervous system. And when you can do poses with a relaxed neck, you find you can think more clearly. And that translates in your daily life for when you get that stressful moment, you start to realize, oh my God, I'm holding it in my neck. And you remember, and you've got a method now to work with softening it.
Oh, I love it. And you know, what's interesting too is I was very attracted to the fact that it was sort of condition-based rather than just, you know, you kind of go to a rote class and do what everyone else does and back and forth. But this also addresses specific conditions, like, for instance, addiction and anxiety and depression, and it seems to be more customized. I think the poses and what happens with the poses seem to be more individualized. For instance, in forest yoga, don't you have long holds in the pose progressions to be able to, what, flush, oxygenate, rejuvenate the body? Explain that a little bit.
Right. So, for example, we hold poses a little bit longer in forest yoga, and yes, it does flush the tissues with blood and oxygen, but it also gives you time to feel. And the feeling aspect is probably one of the most important things, of being able to actually feel what is going on in your body while you're doing this pose. So it's a moment of getting out of thinking mode, like analyzing, judging what's wrong, and actually dropping into what is the sensation going on in the pose. And by staying there for 3, 4, and 5 breaths, you can start tuning into those subtle biomechanics that will help to bring the healing into the area that you need it. So instead of moving quickly without attention to the joints or bringing support into the form, you miss that richness of sensation and of being with your own body and your own issues in the moment. And that place, to me, is the most exciting, is when you're actually feeling your own stuff coming up in the pose, whether it's your weakness, whether it's an injury that starts to show up, and then you are in the pose long enough to feel how do you adjust it and support it so that injury is no longer a flashing red light, but rather a place that is now being supported by the rest of your body. And you can only do
Amazing.
That if you stay in the pose long enough.
Well, now, what if someone wants to experience a Forest Yoga class? Where do they go to learn more about this, and how do they do this?
Well, Forest Yoga's website is forestyoga.com, and there's links to find Forest Yoga teachers around the globe. Anna's been leading trainings worldwide, and Asgardian teachers have been mentoring Forest Yoga teachers also worldwide. And you can find teachers there, and come check us out, and come practice with Anna. From my first class that I ever took, it absolutely changed my life and convinced me that I can do something about my own healing. And that empowerment, I really support and wish for everybody.
Well, I want to make sure everyone knows that Forest is spelled F-O-R-R, there's two R's, E-S-T yoga. So when you look up Forest Yoga on the website, make sure to get to the right place. And you can also see the book, which I highly recommend. And does she have any trainings, any consumer DVDs, any other products where people can kind of watch some of this and get a feeling for what this is all about?
Right. At the Forest Yoga website, she has a store where you can find DVDs, but you also find Forest Yoga and other great Forest Yoga teachers around the globe. MatToMat.com is another place where you can find online video classes of Forest Yoga. And my own personal website, BodyworkYoga.com, you will also be able to find online videos to support the yoga practice to clear out pain.
That is fantastic, absolutely fantastic. And I think everyone out there needs to experience this just because it's so different. It's conditioned, oriented, and at the same time, you have a chance to be able to individualize. There are lots of teachers out there who will do one-on-ones. You'll find classes. And I just think this year, maybe try something new rather than just the same old, especially since body work is really an integral piece of this type of yoga, and you're really looking to be able to utilize this. Brian, I'm so happy you've come on Her Radio to help share information about Forest Yoga. We need to know more about this. And Brian Campbell is a yoga teacher, and you can learn more about his work at bodyworkyoga.com. Thank you so much, Brian, for being with us. I'm Dr. Pam Peake with Michelle King-Robeson. Listen to Her Radio and all the great shows on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Stay well.